Well, it's a statistical anomaly, Tom. The fact is that the Census Bureau revised upward the May figure to 382,000, a very significant increase. And so therefore, June looks low compared to the now increased May. And Census has been revising each month a report up rather significantly over the last few months. And I suspect this initial report of 350,000 will also be revised up. The basic trend line is significantly higher for starts across the United States.
Now, these numbers that we've been talking about, Hank, are from the U.S. Census Bureau, and they are national statistics. Why are those national figures important for us here in Florida?
They have a dramatic effect in two ways. First, Florida's housing starts are, of course, part of the national housing starts, and they're up significantly. And secondly, Florida depends upon the ability of people to be able to sell their homes in states primarily east of the Mississippi River so that they can move in greater numbers to Florida. So as housing markets improve in the eastern United States, we see a substantial increase and acceleration in our population growth.
Now, Hank, how does this relate to the economy as a whole? How important is housing to the big picture in the overall economy?
Well, it's a modest piece of the total gross domestic product of the country, but it's a very dynamic piece. And typically, housing leads the economy out of recessions. But of course, that didn't happen this time because housing caused the recession. So housing has been lagging. But interestingly and ironically, the U.S. economy slowed down to 1.5% pace of growth in the second quarter, but housing begins to accelerate, and housing may actually save the economy from a double-dip recession, or at least stabilize and allow us to continue to grow at a very modest pace at the U.S. level. But for Florida, the improvement in housing will cause us to begin to outperform the United States probably next year, Tom.
So as you point out, Hank, it's somewhat ironic that the housing industry, which contributed to a great extent to crashing the economy this time, might be the sector of the economy that pulls us out of this recession. But for anyone acquainted with Florida's economic history, this all sounds quite familiar. The housing boom of the 1920s was followed by the Great Depression. The post-war housing boom of the 50s and 60s was followed by the bottom falling out of the industry again in the early 70s. Will Florida ever see an end of this boom and bust cycle?
Probably not. I think it's inherent in Florida almost that we've had these cycles. Almost the whole nation had the boom and bust cycle. Of course, it's more dramatic in Florida because we're more prone to it. Our economy has been based in part upon real estate development, and I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon.
Well, let's take those national figures and break them down to the local level. How's the housing market doing here in Central Florida, Hank?
Quite good, especially in the Orlando area. The Orlando area had over 650 single-family housing starts in May alone. They're up 50% compared to last year. There were also significant increases across the rest of Central Florida, not quite at the pace of Orlando, but improvements, especially in Melbourne, which was noteworthy given the problems that the economy's been having there since the space shuttle program shut down.
Now, in the latest unemployment numbers that we talked about in the last couple of weeks, they're still showing the construction industry being the one industry that's continuing to lay workers off. If the housing market is recovering, how long until that's going to be felt by those who are looking for work in that industry?
I think they're feeling it now. I also think that the data that's showing continued contraction in residential construction employment when the starts are going up, probably the employment data is going to be revised up. And I suspect what we're going to see over the next few months is that housing will begin to add positively to job growth. So that drag from contraction will go away and our housing numbers will improve rather significantly over the next 6 months.